I've been talking about the covenant, and I told you last week that if you learn about the covenant, you'll never worry again that you're not born again. You won't have a trouble receiving from God if you know who you are and you know about the covenant. And so I'm going to continue tonight. Now, I can't review everything I said last week, so we will have CDs if you want to purchase a CD. Probably at the end of these six lessons, we'll put them into one pack and so everybody can have them. But this changed my life. When I started studying the covenant years ago, and it was back before Copeland had any out, I think, because I've been around a long time. I'm not quite as old as Ken Copeland, but anyway, when I didn't hear his CDs and I didn't hear what he had to say, but God began to deal with me. You know, I read that scripture where it said, not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, but loosed from this infirmity, which Satan has bowed her low these 18 years. And I thought, well, what's her being a daughter of Abraham got to do with it? So I began to study, and I found out she was in covenant. And when you're in covenant, bless God, things belong to you. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. And I started off with Ephesians 2, 11 and 12. It said, Therefore remember that at one time you were Gentiles, heathens in the flesh, called uncircumcision by those who call themselves circumcision, itself a mere mark in the flesh made by human hands. Remember that you were at one time separated, living apart from Christ, excluded from all part in him, utterly estranged and outlawed from the rights of the nation of Israel, and strangers with no share in the sacred compacts of the messianic promise, with no knowledge of or right in God's agreements, his covenants. And you who had, and you had no hope, no promise, you were in the world without God. But now look at this, but now, glory, come on, say but now, hallelujah. But now in Christ, hallelujah. You who were once so far away, through and by and in the blood of Jesus, are brought near. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For he himself is our peace. Glory to God. You know, when I go to the hospital and pray for people, so many times you got to pray peace on people. Nothing missing, nothing broken before you can even get them healed because they're so tormented and tore up. But I'm going to start tonight where I left off. I think I left off here. If I cover ground, it's okay. In Psalms 1, it said God, no, this is not Psalms 1. It's Psalms 8:1. God, brilliant Lord, yours is a household name. Nursing infants gurgle courses about you. Toddlers shout the songs. They drown out the enemy talk and silence the atheist babble. You understand what a weapon that praise is? In the King James, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Glory to God, you can still the avenger as you begin to praise the Lord. A covenant person will praise their covenant partner. Hallelujah. Learn to cultivate a life of praise. Look what Jesus prophesied in Revelations 3:14 in the message. It says, write to Laodicea, the angel of the church, God's yes, the faithful and accurate witness, the first of God's creation says. Now, look at this. Jesus is his own personal witness to the covenant that he cut. He was the first man who ever wrote a will, died, rose again from the dead, and probates his own will. Hallelujah. Came back to show you, bless God, and make sure that that covenant was enforced if you'll enforce it. Hallelujah. Well, I love that. I love that. He enforces the covenant promises. He was there when God created it all. He said, I know you inside out, and I find little to my liking. You're not cold, and you're not hot. Far better to be either cold or hot. You're stale. You're stagnant. You make me want to vomit. You brag. I'm rich. I've got it made. I need nothing from anyone. Oblivious to the fact that you're pitiful, blind, a beggar, threadbare, and homeless. Remember when you were without the covenant? That's how you were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, so here's what I want you to do. Buy gold from me. Gold that's been through the refiner's fire. then you'll be rich. Buy your clothes from me, clothes designed in heaven. You've gone halfway, you've gone around half naked long enough. And buy medicine for your eyes from me so you can really see. You know, Isaiah talks about come and buy medicine without money. You know, buy this without money. Glory to God. People still continued, and they continue today to take communion without the mention of the blood covenant. Isn't that sad that we've let the devil get in the very heart of the human race and through the foolishness of religious minds cause communion to become just a religious practice instead of a life-giving communion? It's supposed to be. At the table of communion, they were to fellowship with a covenant-cutting God. Ooh, hallelujah. And in this somewhere, I'm going to show you what they did when they cut a covenant. And one thing was they took a covenant meal. Hallelujah. So when you come to take communion, and you know what? I believe you ought to take communion every single day. You need to take that and hold that promise up before God. Look here, God, you promised. Hallelujah. I can have healing because I'm in covenant with Almighty God. Hallelujah. So then it goes on in Revelations. He says, look at me. Revelations 3:20. Look at me. I stand at the door and I knock. If you hear me call and open the door, I'll come right in and sit down to supper with you. Conquerors will sit alongside me. Conquerors, hallelujah. Who did he say he made you? He made me more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. He said conquerors are going to sit down beside him. Hallelujah. Alongside me at the head table. Hallelujah. I get to sit at the head table. Hallelujah. You understand that? Because I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I don't have to wait till the sweet by and by to have some of this stuff for the nasty now. You understand? God will give you some of these things for now. Hallelujah. Amen. My choice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, too many sad Christians. Hallelujah. Too many Christians moping around and acting like they have no hope. Honey, we have hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Woo, glory. I love it. Hallelujah. He said, just as I, having conquered. Glory to God. Conquerors will sit alongside me at the head table, just as I, having conquered, took the place of honor at the side of my Father. That's my gift to the conquerors. We're going to sit beside the Father. Hallelujah. Do you remember, I don't remember which pastor came, our missionary, who talked about how that we'll sit along. You know, maybe it's Pastor Kevin. Yeah, I think it was Pastor Kevin. He said he used to think, you know, somebody would sit there and the other person going to have to sit. No, we'll all sit together. Hallelujah. Not one more important than the other. Hallelujah. This was not written to sinners. You understand that? We use that, but it was written to a bunch of Christians, a bunch of believers in the church. We've used it to lead sinners to the Lord, but it was written to Christians. You know, we always say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. But it was written to Christians. He said, come on, know about the covenant. Invite me in. I'll come in and eat with you. Hallelujah. I'll have communion with you every day. Hallelujah. He was talking about the covenant. If you were in an Eastern land, you'd understand covenant. He said, I'm knocking. I desire to come in and eat with you. I desire to cut covenant with you. I desire to be a friend to you. I want you to be like me, and I want to live with you. Hallelujah. You understand? Bless God. If you took a dog and you wanted that dog to be like you, you'd have to figure out a way to make that dog like you. Well, God had a dog. Glory to God. And he found a way to make me like him. And we're all confessing that we're just old sinners saved by grace when I am the righteousness of God in Christ. See, when I confess, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. That has no power in it. But bless God. You know what? When they found that mass in my breast and I said, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. That's who I am. And that stuff don't have the legal right to live on me. Get out in Jesus' name. And it did. Hallelujah. You got to know who you are, what belongs to you. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's talking about covenant. Hallelujah. There's a covenant in the Eastern countries that says if anybody passes over the doorstep, they covenant cross. See, they become a covenant partner with us. And then all we can have is theirs. And the Eastern nations still, they still practice that in some countries. Do you think God wants to come in and eat with cancer? Come on. Hallelujah. Cancer is a spirit. It kills, steals, and destroys. It demands to be worshipped. Do you think not? I'm telling you, it'll take everything you got. It'll demand your time. It'll demand your family's time. It'll, and then try to charge you to get rid of it. Come on. Cancer is not your friend. It's an enemy, and we're taking it out. Come on. We are. Hallelujah. Because God said we could. Hallelujah. See, the message in James 2:21 says, wasn't our ancestor Abraham made right with God by works? When he placed his son Isaac on the sacrificial altar, isn't it obvious that faith and works are yoke partners? That faith expresses itself in works? That the works are really works of faith? The full meaning of believe in the scriptures, in the scripture, enacting that God got Abraham. I'm sorry, I'm using this iPad, and I'm just, you'd think I'd get real used to it, but I mess it up every now and then. Anyway, Abraham believed God and was set right with God. That includes his actions. It's that mesh of believing and acting that got Abraham named God's friend. Is it not evident that a person is made right with God, not by a barren faith, but a faith that's fruitful in works? You don't have to do anything except believe. You understand that? I don't have to work and perform to get God to love me and get these. All I got to do is believe. Hallelujah. Bless God. Just believe God. You know, even with my eyes, I'm looking at that, reading that little bitty print. Glory to God. Do you know that at one time I had cataracts on both eyes and went just, I couldn't see anything but milky in one eye? And see, let me tell you something. Learn this, and this will teach you something. I wanted God to fix it. And I was not going to go to the doctor. I was going to have God fix it. Well, I got so I could only see out of one eye, but I didn't tell anybody. I just kept calling the word. Well, you know, one night God opened my eyes and I could see for about 3 months. And then all of a sudden I couldn't see anymore. And then I stood. And I know the word says this affliction shall not arise a second time. I'm not about to tell you I got all the answers, but I'm going to tell you something. I've learned some things. No, God, I want you to fix this. I don't want to go to the doctor. Well, I had 3 weeks worth of insurance left because I was going to quit my job. And anyway, I was doing a lot of traveling and teaching. And so I was going to quit my job. And so I had 3 weeks of insurance left. And I heard the Lord speak distinctly to me. And he said, I want you to have that off. Go to the doctor and have that cataract off your eye. And anyway, I thought, I don't want you to do it. But are you going to obey God or not? So I called this one place and they said, oh, we couldn't possibly get you in 3 weeks. I said, well, do you know anybody that will take me? So they gave me the name of this doctor. And I called and he said, I got one appointment in the next 3 weeks. And it was mine. So God set that up. Now, when I went in there, I started trying to talk to him and he would not talk to me about the Lord at all. I mean, he just wasn't going to talk to me about the Lord. So I just kept, saying little things. And so finally he said, well, we're going to take that off. And he said, you got a cataract on the other eye that's ripe and needs to come off too. He said, we'll take that off. We'll do the one. We'll wait 2 weeks and then we'll take the other one off. So he said, do you drive? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, then I'll have to put lenses in your eyes where you'll have to wear readers, but you'll be able to see far off. So I told him, I said, man, I need prayer to let you do this, and you need prayer to do it. So I told him, I said, God's going to do some really neat things. Well, let me pray. Anyway, he took the one off, and he brought me back in and looked at it. He said, beautiful, beautiful work. I said, don't you take credit for that. I said, I told you God's going to do something. So then he took the other one off, and I prayed, and he took that off. And when I come back, he said, now what are you doing about seeing? I said, well, I'm seeing. He said, I know you're seeing, but what are you doing about reading? I said, I'm reading. He said, I'm talking about the little stuff. I said, I'm reading. He said, show me. So I got something real little out of my purse and read it to him. Made a believer out of him. He went back and checked to see what lenses he'd put in. He said, we didn't have those kind of lenses when I put that in. He said, I just can't understand that. I told him, I said, God is going to do something neat. I told you he was. So then he said to me the next time I went in, I've been listening to Creflo. He called it Creflo Dollar. Anyway, I've been able to pray with him. And I mean, it's just neat. Do you understand, bless God, if God had fixed them? I mean, I can see without glasses. I can read little print. You understand? And I'm not supposed to. Hallelujah. God will do a miracle. He may not ask you how to do it, but he'll do a miracle if you'll just believe him and be obedient to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only did I get to witness to him, but pray with him, but bless God, I got eyesight. Hallelujah. So don't be telling God how he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Listen to him. He may send you to a doctor, but don't go running to the doctor before you ask him. Hallelujah. Glory. Isn't God good? Yeah. Ooh, glory. I love him. I love him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, it's a two-way street. Yes. Hallelujah. If you look back to Genesis 15 and look at where that came from, you'll see that the words believe God is unqualified committal to God. It wasn't just that he accepted what God said. He committed himself to God with no qualifications. He said, I don't care what you tell me to do, I'll do it. You're my covenant partner, and I'll do it no matter what. It was a two-way street. He planned on God doing what he said also, and God did. Hallelujah. Come on. You don't have to worry about God turning his back on you and failing you. He never will. I've been saved for 44 years. And glory to God, I'm going to tell you something. God has never failed me. Never failed me. He's done exceedingly, abundantly above all I ask or think. He always does a much better job than I could have thought about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've seen miracle after miracle. My little girl sitting over here, bless God, she grew. How many inches? 3 inches. When she wasn't supposed to grow, she grew. She's going to grow some more. Hallelujah. Bless God. We've seen parts grow on. We've seen backs healed and legs healed, and we've seen cancers fall off and tumors come out. And glory to God. We haven't seen the half of it yet. Hallelujah. You're going to see that. You're going to see it. Not just me, but you. That's why you're here. God's going to use you. Hallelujah. So Abraham was called the friend of God. That's covenant talk. We have a better covenant. Our covenant is the Son of God covenant. Do you understand that? Not just friend covenant. Abraham had friend covenant. We have Son of God covenant. God spoke to Moses face to face as a friend, but now he's speaking to Abraham's offspring as a friend. Galatians 3:29 says, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 41:8 says, but thou, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. The reason this covenant was made in the reproductive organ of a man, it indicated that this covenant was not just between God and Abraham, but everybody born out of his loins, either spiritual or physical. It's a will and a covenant, a contract. You know, a covenant means cutting. Hallelujah. And it couldn't be broken. You understand that? It could not be broken. Praise God. So Jesus was raised from the dead, and we hear his heirs. Listen to God talk about his child, the child of his friend Abraham. Isaiah 41:8-13 said, but thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob have I chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. The seed of Abraham, my friend. You understand? My kids are in this covenant. You understand? Hallelujah. Not one of my kids can go lost. If they die lost, I raise them from the dead and get them saved. Hallelujah. Because God has promised my children will be saved. Hallelujah. Bless God. He said, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. He said, listen to me, Israel. I was a strong friend of your father. I'm a covenant brother to your father. And I have a covenant that cannot be broken. He said, I'm talking to you because you're my friend's son. Hallelujah. He'll talk to my kids because they're kids of mine. You understand? When Satan unwraps my babies, he finds a circumcised heart. Hallelujah. Cannot touch them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They'll come back. So if you got a kid out there, I'm telling you, not serving God, you get yourself an image of what God says he is and begin to call him that. Begin to treat him saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Now this is to me too. God said this to Jacob, but he's talking to me. Fear thou not. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. Why should we be dismayed? I mean, the doctor tells us something, we get all dismayed and up in arms, bless God, and get afraid. Hallelujah. That thing you greatly fear will come on you. You better know who you are, and you tell the devil, you ain't putting that on me. You ain't taking me out like that. If you want to die and you're old enough, go ahead and die, but don't die with a stinking cancer or a rotten sickness, okay? Hallelujah. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I'll strengthen you. You need strength tonight. God said, I'll strengthen you. Reach and get it. Hallelujah. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You know who that is? Jesus. Hallelujah. He's got you, honey. Hallelujah. I love it in the Message Bible. It says, but you, Israel, are my servant. You, Jacob, you're my first choice. Descendants of my good friend Abraham. Are you a descendant of Abraham tonight? If you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. Hallelujah. So this is to you. I pulled you out from all over the world, called you in from every dark corner of the earth, telling you you're my servant, serving on my side. I picked you. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. I'm with you. I don't care what the doctor says. Don't panic. God's with you. Hallelujah. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. Oh, glory. That thrills me. Hallelujah. He's got a firm grip on me. He said he'd never let me go. Hallelujah. He did those covenants in the new covenant. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. See, the right hand of God is Jesus. The Bible is the covenant book. He said he's engraved us on the palms of his hands. How can I forget you? That's what he said. Hallelujah. Out of the hands of God flow lightning like bolts of sun like splendor. There in the hiding place of his power, his hands are marked and engraven with the covenant of blood. No wonder Jesus laid his hands on the sick. They pierced his hands and blood flew from his hands. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. The hands of Jesus has got my name there. Hallelujah. When he looks, he sees Evelyn. Hallelujah. He sees you. He's got them written, engraven in his hand. Whoa, hallelujah. Glory, that ought to make you want to get up and run around. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, girl. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. And verse 11 says, behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, hallelujah, those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. Has cancer raised its head up and tried to war against you? Hallelujah. They shall be as nothing, it says. A non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah 41. Glory to God. See, these are covenant promises. He's telling him, I'm just as strong a friend to you as I was to your daddy. Hallelujah. Remember when Elisha struck the water? Remember he took his cloak and he hid it and he said, where is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? You know what he's saying? Covenant. Hallelujah. Look here, God. I'm in covenant. You have to do this because I'm in covenant. He hit those waters and they split. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm in covenant with Almighty God, and I can stand on that covenant. People say, you can't tell God what to do. Nobody's trying. I'm repeating what he said about me. Hallelujah. He said I'm healed, and bless God, body, you have to get in line. Amen. Hallelujah. He said he'd meet my needs. Hallelujah. He said I could have his peace. Hallelujah. My choice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can get all upset and all messed up if you want to, but you don't have to. Hallelujah. God has made me certain promises. And if I believe the word more than I believe what I see, he said, well, I ain't believing if I can't see it. Then, honey, you're in a mess. Hallelujah. If I can see it, I can change it. You understand? If I can see it, I can change it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whoo, glory. Sometime I'll give you the scripture. It's in Corinthians there. Hallelujah. See, he said, where is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? He's calling on the covenant. Hallelujah. Did it work? Yes, it worked. Do you see the power in the covenant? That coal hit the water and the water stood up and parted. Hallelujah. When he called on the name of a covenant friend, a covenant God. Do you see that we have to look past what we see in the natural and move by what the covenant tells us? Hallelujah. By his stripes I'm healed. Well, are you healed? Well, I don't feel healed. Doesn't matter how you feel. I have covenant promises on it. Jesus' name is the guarantee of the covenant. His name is the word of God. Hallelujah. From front to back. Hallelujah. I had a pastor once say to me, Evelyn, I can't see healing in here. I said, I see it on every page. Every page. Hallelujah. There's my Savior, my healing Savior. Hallelujah. Come on. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. I love it. But you're going to have to look past what you see or feel and be moved by what that covenant tells you. And honey, it'll work. When that shoulder was broken and my scapula was broken and there wasn't nothing they could do about it except operate. And he said it was a hard operation. It wasn't much to pin to. It wasn't my primary arm and he wasn't going to operate. But I'm going to tell you something. My God can do it without operating. I began to talk to that thing. According to Romans 8:11, you're quickened and made alive by the Spirit of God that lives in you. And now grow together in Jesus' name. Took it 6 weeks, but it grew together. Hallelujah. The x-rays prove it. It will grow together. He said, you won't have full use of that arm. I got full use of the arm. Hallelujah. He said, it'll be like an arthritic shoulder. When the weather changes, you'll know it. Well, I don't know it unless I look outside. You understand? I don't have aches or pain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I have one, I talk to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to get some guts. You understand? We got to get some moxie. Get in your guinea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name is the guarantee of the covenant. His name is the word of God. The name on that covenant is Jesus. Come on, say Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why at that name every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Didn't want to bow, shouldn't have had a name. Hallelujah. If it got a name, it's got a bow. Hallelujah. Bless God. Torment. It's a name. It's got a bow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Covenant promises. Hallelujah. His name is the guarantee of the covenant. Hallelujah. I am God the healer. Whoo, he's making covenant. I am God the deliverer. He's making covenant. I'm God your Savior. He's making covenant. You understand? Hallelujah. He said, I am. I am. So what he am? I know that's not good English, but what am he? He said, I am. Whatever you need, he am. You understand? Well, glory to God. Whatever you need. He said, I am. Never said I was, will be, perhaps, someday. No, he said, I am. I am for all times, whatever you need. It's there. He am. Bless God. Hallelujah. He's making covenant. He's enough. I'm in covenant. And I'm a covenant blood brother with Jesus. When Jesus said, I am, just jump up and say, I am too. Hallelujah. Come on. Jesus said, I am. Jump up and say, I am too. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Because he is, it means I am. It means I can. Hallelujah. We're joint heirs with a covenant partner of Almighty God. Isn't that great? In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7, let me tell you this. Are you not God who drove out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? Your friend forever. See, when God makes a covenant, it's forever. Hallelujah. He didn't say until you mess up. He didn't say until you've just messed up terribly. He said, I'm your friend forever. And they shall dwell in it, and you have built a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we shall stand before this temple, and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, we'll cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear, and you will save. Woo, that's strong talk. How can he talk like that? Because he's in covenant with God. That's not ordering God around. That's saying what God said. He said, if you call, I'll hear. Didn't he say that? Call unto me. That's God's phone number. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. King James says, no, it's not. Hallelujah. We don't talk like that anymore. Hallelujah. I'm glad of that. He said, when you cry in your affliction, that you will hear and you will save. That's Solomon standing, telling God, when we cry out to you, you will hear and you'll save us. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you need healing, you don't have to beg. You understand that? There's covenant in this house. Amen. Covenant in this house. Hallelujah. They told him, you will hear and you'll help. They didn't brag and cry around. They just stated what he said he would do. See, when we need a healing, you don't have to beg. You're a covenant child. You know, so say what your covenant partner said about you. You'll hear and you'll heal. Hallelujah. But you can't order God around. Well, nobody said we could. We're not ordering God around. I told you when we repeat what he said. He said, by his stripes you're healed. What do you say? I still hurt. I still have symptoms. The MRI showed the tumor had grown. The doctor says no hope. I ask you again, what do you say? What do you say? But you don't know how bad I hurt. What does the word say? And what do you say? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So how could they be so bold? They were standing on the covenant. You know what God's already said and what he's done, and we expect him to do it again. Hallelujah. I get something wrong with it, I expect him to heal. I expect him. Who said I had to get so old and fall apart? Who said that? Wasn't God? God didn't say I had to fall apart. I don't see any of the old saints of God falling apart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm strong in the Lord, the power of his might. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. So they could be bold because they knew their covenant partner. Here they are. You know, it said in verse 11, here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Now, this is over when, I forgot his name. Isn't that something? I'll tell you in a minute. I always get Hezekiah and Jehoshaphat. This, he was talking to Jehoshaphat. How can you put your eyes on a God you can't see? We have a covenant to go to and find out what he said. If you see his word, you see him. You understand that? The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, we don't worship these words on the paper. We worship God of the word. You understand? Hallelujah. We worship the God of the world, or the word. Hallelujah. Not the God of the world. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how could they be so bold? Because they knew their God. How can you put your eyes on a God you can't see? Because I can put my eyes on this word. I can get a copy of the covenant and read it back to him. In verse 13, it says, now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, and he was the son of a whole bunch of people. I won't read that out. In the midst of the assembly. I can't pronounce some of them. And he said, listen, all of you Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you. Do you know what the word Lord means? It means provider. If you look that up, it means provider. Thus saith the Lord to you, thus says your provider to you. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. See, we try to pick up the battle and fight it, but he said it's not our battle. It's God's. He's saying, get out of the way, little brother. Let your big brother handle this. Hallelujah. You're no match for cancer, but he is. Step aside, little sister. Let your big brother handle this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When fear comes to the door, open the door and let faith hit him right in the eye. Hallelujah. If cancer tries to knock on your door, open the door and let Jesus answer it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. You know, he said, all I want you guys to do is go down there and sing to him. Maybe you should sing to that cancer, that diabetes, that high blood pressure, heart trouble, whatever. You know, I remember when I got tendonitis in my arm one time and I couldn't use it and I was shooting pictures and I had to lift that camera and all that stuff, and I couldn't lift it because my arm, I sang to my arm. Blessed God, you're healed. I know you're healed. Hallelujah, you're healed. Glory to God, you're healed. And I just sing to it. Hallelujah. I call you healed. I call you healed. And I just, it didn't sound pretty, but God didn't care. Hallelujah. He just said, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They sang. That's what he told them. Go down there and sing. I'll take care of it. Hallelujah. Work for them, work for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They did it. He said, position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who's with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Can you imagine if Iran come up against us tomorrow and said, we're going to bomb you, and President would call all the churches and say, send your worshipers. I want you to send all your choirs. Send them. And they just go down there and sing. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We know, God, you're going to do some wonderful things. Oh, praise the Lord. Your mercy endures forever. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. I heard somebody say today, if one of these guys, and I won't say who, would get nominated, it'd have to be an act of God. And I thought that's like saying sick it, sick them to God. That may be what happens. It may be an act of God for the his mercy on God's people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in 2 Chronicles 2, verse 20, he said, so they rose up early in the morning, went down the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went out. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people. Now, you know what? When I'm standing up here preaching to you, I'm prophesying to you. And if you'll believe what I say when it comes from the word, then you'll prosper. You understand? And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who could sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who had come up against Judah. And they were all defeated. Hallelujah. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped destroy one another. They just sent confusion. They just started killing each other. Hallelujah. God can send confusion into that body, and those cancer cells just start killing each other. Just killing each other. Like little Pac-Man. Woo, just eating it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We get a vision of that. Hallelujah. When Jehoshaphat, and it said that, so when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked out toward the multitude, and there were dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found them among themselves abundance of valuables on the dead bodies, precious jewelry. And when they stripped, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil. It was so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they blessed the Lord. Hallelujah. Then they returned every man to Judah and Jerusalem while Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. The Lord, who glory. You know why I can get up here and holler and carry on and spit to the third pew? Because the Lord has made me rejoice over my enemies. Hallelujah. He has. Glory to God. Whoa, hallelujah. Every time I use that arm, it's just a hit in his face. He tried to kill me, and I came out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you think God was any more to them than he is for us? If he did anything for anybody, it might as well be me. If anybody's going to get healed, it might as well be me. So stand up tonight in your right as a covenant child and receive your healing. Hallelujah. They knew in whom they trusted. Do you know in whom you trust? Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, no matter who dies. You know, most people believe what they believe based on what's happened to them or somebody they know. A covenant man cannot lose. You understand that? You put him in jail, God will get him out. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, you put him in prison, he'll take over the prison. Amen. One day Joseph was in the pit, a prisoner. Within 24 hours, he was the prime minister of Egypt. We think it takes God so long, he can change it just like that. Amen. Hallelujah. But bless God, I receive it just like that. When it comes, it's up to him. Hallelujah. But I claim it that first day. When Roy says amen, you know, years ago, I decided I was going to have Roy lay his hands on me. And when he said amen, that was my point of contact. When he said amen, I'm healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. May take me a while to manifest, but when he says amen, I count it done. Amen. Do you realize we have a new and better covenant? Amen. A new and better, I'm talking about a new and better covenant based on new and better promises. Then why don't we see such things? You know, we don't have that committed faith and confidence in God. We're moved by our feelings. What we see, what we feel, what we think. Do you realize that Abraham was 75 years old when God began to talk to him? For 25 years, he believed for a son from a woman who was barren all her life. Hallelujah. Even before menopause, she couldn't have babies. Now it's after menopause. And he's believing for a son. Hallelujah. And he didn't have Hebrews to go look at and see what other people had done. Hallelujah. He was in new territory. But he continued. He was committed to believe God, what God said. He staggered not at the promises of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When you begin to waver, go get that fourth chapter of Romans and confess, I do not stagger at the promises of God. Hallelujah. I'm strong in faith and I give glory to God. Every word in this Bible has the power to bring itself to pass. I love Hebrews 4:12 in the Amplified. It says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and the joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing, sifting, analyzing, and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Why did the word work for Joseph? Because he loved the covenant. He wouldn't turn loose of it. When the Israelites cried out for deliverance, they got deliverance. When you cry out for deliverance, deliverance is on the way. Hallelujah. I went to the hospital, I think it was last night. I don't remember. Anyway, I went up to the hospital to pray for this young man who was having seizures and some kind of spasms and jerking and just doing all kinds of things. And I went in there and anointed him with oil and took authority over that fear that had come on him and fear in his mom and just anointed him. And I told him, I said, son, it's not in the giving. God's already given. Now just receive. Get healed. I just commanded him to get healed. Hallelujah. At 10:30 last night, she called and she said, my goodness, we've had a miracle. And you know, he walked out. I mean, they carried him into the hospital. He walked out. You understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, God won't do that because Pastor Evelyn went up there. God will do that because a believer who believes in the covenant, who will stand on that no matter what, because God said so. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. You get anything out of this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it worked for him because he believed it. Hallelujah. Where did the covenant start? In the Garden of Eden. I'm going to tell you, God killed an animal and made clothes for Adam and Eve. That was the shedding of blood. Do you know, see how much God loves his man? The biggest failure we see today is people don't understand how much God loves them. They don't. They look at what they see. Well, if God loves me so much, why don't he do this? And why don't he's not your puppet. He's not your rabbit's foot. You do what he told you and he'll do what he said. Hallelujah. He'll back you when you stand on the word. Hallelujah. See, God's people just don't understand how much God loves them. He loves you so much. Hallelujah. God taught Adam how to sacrifice. And we know that Adam had told his sons what to sacrifice. Abel did the right thing, but Cain didn't. But God made a covenant with Cain after he killed his brother. This after he killed his brother. After he murdered his brother in Genesis 4:15, and the Lord said, therefore, if anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark or a sign upon Cain, lest anyone find him should kill him. That was a covenant he made with this man who just murdered his brother. God loves man. You understand? He loves us. Where did we ever get the idea that God didn't love us? Hallelujah. Glory to God, Justin. Hallelujah, honey. That's my young man just got out of the hospital last night. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. And you know what? See, we think, well, God don't care about us if we mess up. God loved you. He knew he was going to mess up when you started out. I told you last week that's why Abraham was asleep when God and Jesus cut the covenant. You understand? Because Abraham couldn't keep it. You can't keep it either. But God kept it for me. Hallelujah. So I can get healed because Jesus kept it for me. Your sin is none of the devil's business. God took care of my sin. It isn't any of the devil's business. I've been to God. I've been to and got the blood of Jesus on my sins, and it's none of the devil's business. Hallelujah. You need to tell him that. When he starts telling you what you've done, say, that ain't any of your business. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying go out and sin. When you commit sin, you open the door for the enemy to come in, and you give him place in your life and in your kids' life and on down through the generations. So we need to live right. But don't let your sin keep you from getting healed. Jesus already took care of it. Ain't it good? Hallelujah. He took care of your deliverance. Just get it. Hallelujah. Bless God. God reached out to Cain even after he'd committed murder. And in Genesis 4, 8, and 9, he said to Cain, why this tantrum? Why are you sulking? If you do well, won't you be accepted? But if you don't do well, sin is lying in wait for you, ready to pounce. It's out to get you. You've got to master it. And God said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is calling out to me from the ground from now on. And he tells him what's going to happen because he opened the door. Cain said to God, my punishment is too much. I can't take it. You've thrown me out off the land, and I can never again face you. See the shame? You know, I can't face you, Lord. I'm a homeless wanderer on earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. But God said, no, anyone who kills Cain will pay for it seven times. God put a mark on Cain, and people have been trying to figure out what that mark was for years. We don't know what it was. But do you see covenant? I never saw that before till this last week. God made a covenant with Cain, this murderer, because he loved him. Hallelujah. Job kept the covenant. You understand? If we look at Job, Job 1 shows us the secret to understanding what happened to Job. There's not, and this has nothing to do with you. He was operating under a different covenant. But in Job 1, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, one who reverently feared God and abstained from and shunned evil because it was wrong. Job kept the covenant. His sons used to go and feast in the house of each on his day, his birthday in turn. And they invited the three sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of their feasting was over, Job sent for them to purify them, hallow them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed and disowned God in their hearts. Thus did Job at all such times. Do you see that wasn't in faith? He was in fear. He was so afraid, and he was not making sacrifice in faith. When you begin to praise the Lord, do it in faith. Do it in faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you understand? He didn't offer us the sacrifice of praise. He didn't spend time thanking God for the covenant. He was just afraid. God did not do anything to Job. You understand? He didn't change. He said, this is my servant Job. I mean, he's out there scared his kids are going to sin. And God said to Satan, this is my servant Job. He's upright. You know what he says about me? He hadn't changed his confession about Job, and he hadn't changed his confession about the church. He still calls us his children. He still says, look at that, filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you see she's walking? Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. That God loves us. He still calls us his children. He still says we're healed and powerful and victorious. Glory to God. And I'm just going to sit here till my enemies are made my footstool. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, he had faith in his covenant. Then Satan answered the Lord. He said, does Job reverently fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? See, Satan seen that hedge, but Job didn't. He didn't know he had it. You have conferred prosperity and happiness upon him in the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all he has, and he'll curse you to your face. Now, you notice God didn't say, okay, I'll do it. I ask you, I asked you this before. If God wanted to put sickness on you, how'd he get it to you? If he laid his hands on you, you'd just get healed. If he tried to breathe on you, you'd get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You understand? See, God didn't do this. People have said for years, look what God did to Job. God didn't do anything to Job. Hallelujah. And God didn't even put him in Satan's power because Job had already put himself in Satan's power with the fear. Hallelujah. You know what? You can't let fear get on you, because if fear gets on you, that thing I greatly fear will come upon me. You pull that to you. Fear draws things to you just like faith will draw. You know, faith will draw healing to you, but if you get into fear, it'll just draw it to you. So don't fear. Hallelujah. So Satan is, you know, he's not too smart. He's old. And he's been at it a long time. Well, he is. Satan didn't know what was going on between God and Job. There was a fence built around Job. Satan does not know everything unless you tell him. He can't read your mind. And you know what? We usually tell him, don't we? We need to keep our big bad mouth shut, you know? Hallelujah. He can't read your mind. He can't understand your prayer language. And even if he could, you know, I don't understand what I'm saying, so he can't torment me with it. God didn't put what Job had in Satan's power. Job did that with his fear. Now look at this. Job had already put what he had in Satan's power, but Satan didn't know it. God had to tell him, it's in your power. Now, don't try go trying to be a Job. Job did, you know, he did that with his fear, but don't go trying to be a Job. Well, I'm just a Job. I'm suffering for Jesus. Just suffering for Jesus, you know. Cry, big old crocodile tears, you know, telling me how they're suffering for Jesus. Jesus is not suffering, and as he is, so are we in this world, it says. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, this was written to give us an insight into the spirit world. There's not too much insight into the spirit world in the Old Testament, but this is one of them. Then Job arose, rent his robe, and shaved his head, and fell down on the ground and worshiped. When the attack hit, Job fell to his knees and worshiped God, but he made one vital mistake. Now let me read verse 4 to you. Then Satan answered the Lord, skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has will he give for his life. But put forth your hand now and touch his bone and flesh, and he'll curse and renounce you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he's in your hand, only spare his life. Job's covenant with God was a covenant of protection. Satan couldn't take his life. And our lives are hid with Christ in God. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. See, we have a life-protecting covenant, but our covenant protects all that pertains to life and godliness. It covers it all. Hallelujah. You just don't know it. Why did it take Job about 9 months to get out of this? You know, it sounded like it went on for years. I mean, you read the book of Job, and I think it could have been written in 3 chapters, but God didn't think so. There's some treasures in there if you read it. Job had a covenant with God, a covenant of protection. Satan couldn't take his life. Hallelujah, and he can't take mine. Did you hear me? He can't take mine either. I'm not going to let him. See, notice he didn't make any sacrifices in the middle of his trial. I thought that was really funny. He's making sacrifices all the time when he thought his kids had messed up. But when he, you know, why didn't he do that when he got hit personally? Said he worshiped, but he didn't make sacrifice. He worshiped, but he didn't sacrifice. He had 9 months of hell on the earth before he ever made a sacrifice. What is the difference between Job and Abraham? I want to show you. When Job was stricken with boils, he cried out and talked about his sickness. He wished to die. He talked about how self-righteous he was. On the other hand, Abraham, in the middle of his test and trial, considered not his own body, hallelujah, but only that which God had promised. He was persuaded that God was able to perform it. All Job could think of was what happened to his body. You know, I wish I'd never been born. Woe is me. I hurt all over. I wish I could die. Never mentioned the word of God, except he misquoted the Lord giveth, and I guess he can take it away. That's Evelyn's translation, okay? Do you see it was not the Lord taking anything? It was not the Lord's doing anything bad to him, and it's not the Lord doing something bad to you. I just told a man last night, he said, I'm angry, Evelyn. I said, don't get angry at God. Turn that anger at the devil. Because if you get angry with God, you're going to cut yourself off from your source. Hallelujah. It was not God taking anything away from Job. God came in a whirlwind. Look at this. He said to Job, will an animal make a covenant with you? See, God had made covenant with him. You stand and act like a man. Stop the self-pity. This is Evelyn's translation, but you can read it. Stop the self-pity. Can you draw the crocodile with a fish hook or press down his tongue with a cord? Can you put a rope? Now, this is scripture. Can you put a rope into his nose or pierce his jaw through with a hook or a spike? Will he make many supplications to you begging to be spared? Will he speak soft words to you to coax you to treat him kindly? Will he make a covenant with you to take him as your servant forever? See, God had made a covenant with I never saw that before till I began to study this. He told him, get up and array yourself like a king. Go get dressed and clean yourself up and get your mind off your body. Then God talked to his friends. He had spoken wrongly. He said to them, you have spoken wrongly of me. Get a sacrifice animal and slay it. Now, therefore, take 7 bullocks and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer it up for yourselves a burnt offering. Now, here Job has spent all this time. I know he was in pain, but he got to feeling sorry for himself. And he said a lot of things he probably shouldn't have said. But God had covenant with Job, and he wasn't about to break that. So then he tells these other men, go to my servant Job. Take some sacrifices, and he'll pray for you. And get him to pray for you. Get my covenant man. Ha ha. Get my covenant man to pray for you. Hallelujah. So these 4 men did as the Lord commanded them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. That's verse 9. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job and restored his fortunes. And when he prayed for his friends also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Hallelujah. Now, it looks like to me that Job was still sick when he prayed for his friends. You read it for yourself. He'd gotten his mind off his pain, off his captivity. So if you want to be a Job, you're going to have to end up with twice as much as you had before and get healed. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you have been acting like Job for years. Stop it. He let the word of his covenant fall. God's word is his covenant to us. God started in the Garden of Eden with a covenant to meet all man's needs, but man walked away from it. He made another one, and man walked away from it. God wanted to cut covenant with a man long before he did. See, we need faith that says, I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. I only believe what my covenant partner has said, and that's what counts. And it's going to be like he says. You know what? Sometimes I go in that hospital, I'll tell the devil, get out. It's going to be like I say, because I say what the word says. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be like I say, devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Cancer, it's going to be like I say. And we've seen people just come back from the dead when you do that. Hallelujah. Just know. Hallelujah. Believe God no matter what. Hallelujah. Praise God. Abraham was the first to have that kind of faith. Aren't you glad of that? Abraham believed God no matter what. Will you put your faith in God? A covenant means an incision where blood flows. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you this one more thing. I'm just about ready here to quit. But let me tell you this. I went to the hospital once with a woman. Her daughter had this baby, and this baby was real tiny, and they come out, and the doctor said to her, the baby's heart's on the wrong side, has no arteries coming in or going out. This baby's going to die. And I got right up in her ear, and I said, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm only moved by what I believe, and I believe the Word of God. So she stepped up there, and she said, Doctor, I believe in miracles. He said, Lady, I don't deal in miracles. I deal in facts, and the fact is that baby's going to die. But the fact is, it didn't. Hallelujah. Fact is, it didn't. We kept believing God and calling in arteries and calling in veins. And I'm going to tell you something, which is about, finally, the doctor come out and he said, well, I guess you got your miracle. He said, I don't understand, but take her home. He said, she won't live very long. She'll die. But he said, She probably can't eat. And he told them all kinds of things. But he said, just take her on home. So they took her home. They bring her in. We'd lay hands on her and call in arteries and call in veins. And bless God, when she's about 18 months old, they found an artery coming out of her heart. And they put a shunt in. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. You got to believe God no matter what. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. And she was a smart little girl. Hallelujah. She wasn't a dummy. Hallelujah. Now I want to show you this. Hallelujah. Every time an animal was killed for a blood sacrifice, either in sacrificing or making a covenant, it was never representing death or punishment. It was never God punishing man. It was always God delivering man. Come on, I want to change that thinking around. God's mad at me, don't like me. He's ready to hit me anyway. You know, he don't like me much. He's looking for a chance to get rid of me. No, he's looking for a chance to embrace you, to love you, to heal you, for you to believe him. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Man should have died. But instead, blood was shed so that man might live. Where'd we get the idea that God was against us? It would be a long stretch if any of us made it. That's what we've always thought. When God made covenant, it was always so man could live. Hallelujah. Jesus was separated from the Father, cut off from the Abrahamic covenant. Isaiah said that he made his grave with the wicked. He was cut off from his people. That was a part of the curse of the law. I'm just showing you to what lengths that Jesus went to get your healing and deliverance. I want you to understand what was done. God loves you. He wants you healed, delivered. He wants you to live forever. There's no reason you should not be healed tonight. Get your eyes off what's happened to anyone else. Get your eyes off what the doctors told you. Get your eyes off what your body's doing. Be bold. Stand up for your rights as a covenant partner with God and demand that your body get in line. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need a healing, stand up. Glory to God. Come on, stand up if you need a healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. Now reach out. Hallelujah. Are you in covenant with Almighty God? Is it yours? Did he say it was yours? Hallelujah. By faith, reach and get it tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, you see those. God, you said, is there any sick among you? Hallelujah. God, you see this. And in the name of Jesus tonight, Father, we reach and receive. You gave, Father, you gave the healing. Now, God, we receive it. Say, I receive it. I receive it. I come out of agreement with sickness and disease. I come out of agreement with cancer, diabetes, whatever it is that you need to come out of agreement. Come out of agreement. Now tell it, get off my body. Get off my body. I receive Jesus' healing. Jesus' blood was shed for the healing of my body. Those stripes on his back was for my healing. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. Where I receive my healing, I'm going to act healed. I'm going to think healed. I am healed. Because the word says I am healed. So healing manifest now in the name of Jesus. Now let me tell you something. God said, behold, Luke 10:19, behold. That means, hey, look. Isn't that what it means in our term? Hey, look. Behold. I, God, give you, whatever your name is, authority, exousios, that's what it meant in the Greek, exousios. I give you authority to trample, tread on the serpents and scorpions and over all the power, over all. How much is all? Hallelujah. Is that just part? Did he say, I give you authority? Dominion, you have dominion to trample, to stomp on all the power and nothing. Say nothing. Shall by any means hurt me. Harm me.
I declare myself healed.
Now speak to your body. Say, body,
in
Jesus' name, get in line. Act heal.
Every cell
in my body
has to function
the way it was created to function.
In Jesus'
name.
Devil,
I bind you.
Get off of me.
Get away from me.
I evict
you.
I serve you
notice.
You're out of here.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for my
healing. Thank you
for my healing.
Thank you,
God. Thank you.
I receive it.
Body, you're
healed. You're healed
in Jesus' name.
Now,
I speak to every
symptom,
and I command
it to leave you
now.
If you've got a
pain someplace, put
your hand there.
I speak to
pain right
now.
I speak to
that pain.
I said, get out.
Get out
now in Jesus.
I said,
get out.
You
will obey me.
I said,
pain,
you
leave
now in
Jesus' name.
Not
because of who
I am,
but because
of whose I
am.
Because
of who's in me.
I don't get what
I deserve. I
get what Jesus
paid for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Praise
God.
Now do something
you couldn't do before.
Come on.
Do something
you couldn't do before.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean,
you can receive that
by faith.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
My
elbow's been
sore
for a week.
And
tonight,
it's not
sore anymore.
I just got
healed.
I
had done something,
lifted something
I shouldn't have.
And
it's been really
sore in here.
It's not
sore anymore.
You understand?
I didn't even realize
that till just
now. I thought, whoa.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to
God.
Glory to God.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
I'd ask
my altar team to
come. Come
along the front.
If you need
help here,
I thank you
guys for coming.
God bless you.
Thank you
for coming and
listening to me
holler and
carry on.
I believe every word
of it.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to
see miracles.
We're
raising up
a force to be
reckoned with.
So I asked
my healing team
to come up
and
just
come up.
I
want the Abundant
Living team
to come too.
Hallelujah.
So
if you need somebody
to come and agree
with you tonight,
just
come on down here.
We'll agree.
We'll pray for
you.
And
I
believe that
people got healed.
I'm going to
dismiss the rest
of you. I
ask you to come back
next week.
We'll be here next
Thursday night.
Same time,
same station.
Hallelujah.
Father,
in the name of
Jesus,
Lord,
I release
the healing
virtue.
Who
God, on every
single person.
Oh, Lord,
I feel your
presence.
Man.
Ooh,
it's good.
It's good.
The anointing
breaks the yoke,
and I
feel and sense
the anointing.
God, we don't go
by how we feel,
but Lord, it's
so good
when you show up.
Hallelujah.
Never had
a healing school when
you didn't show up,
and I want to thank
you for that.
Now, God,
I ask that you
bless
each one of these,
bless them going
in, bless them
coming,
going out.
And Lord,
I thank you, God,
that they're blessed in
the city, they're blessed in
the field, they're blessed in
their deeds, they're
blessed in their marriage,
they're blessed in
their homes, God,
they're blessed in
their families, they're
blessed in their
businesses,
God, they're
blessed in their
mind and their mental
attitudes, God,
they are blessed,
and I call them
blessed.
I say the Lord
bless you and keep
you,
the Lord
make his face to
shine upon you,
be
gracious unto you,
the Lord lift
his countenance upon
you and give you
peace.
I bless you
in the name of the
Lord,
in Jesus'
name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good.